The teenagers in Jen Faber's American History class planned this election from scratch.
The students, though, designed the election in that they chose to do registration. They created an electoral college system.
They also designed the ballot with the help of an art teacher, wrote the text, recruited poll workers, held the election for the entire student body, and analyzed the results. Senior Henry Head says Seven Hills also had two assemblies.
And we allowed people to campaign around the school for different issues, as long as there was no mudslinging, because we felt like there was a little in the real election.
There was a 90% turnout in this mock election, covered by student reporter Jay Panadiker.
I basically wrote out statistics and made graphs for the paper, and we kind of analyzed the results of the election and kind of compared it to what we theoretically would happen in the real election and what happened in the 2008 election.
Go to our website, WVXU.org, to see the national results and see how Seven Hills students voted. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.